generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I can't knock success.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Scott Sherman. With a special message from a special guest. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Okay. What a wild, weird couple of days. And unfortunately, well, hopefully people who aren't listening now and tune in later and don't get to hear this won't have to hear it because I will actually be on the air. Let me explain to everybody what's happened here. I had to leave town. If you noticed on the Facebook page, and by the way, you guys have to tell me, because when we get people on the phone and they like, am I doing this right? Because
no.
I'm not used to being the caller.
You sound crystal clear, sir.
Perfect. Okay. Hey, I recognize you. You're Lyman.
So
here's the deal. I had to leave town. And I put the stuff on Facebook page where I stopped in Uranus on Thanksgiving Day. So I'm out of town now. And what was supposed to happen is, well, let me start by saying the station has a lot of brand new equipment. Right? Anytime you buy, well, not anytime, but sometimes when you buy something brand new there and you are trying to connect it to other things or use it in a way you haven't used it before, there are kinks to get out, little bugs. So I said, hey, is there some way, you know, while I'm out of town, I could still jump in? Because I know that reporters, you know, the network reporters, they'll be in a hotel room, and they can do like a live video feed with their cell phone and be on the evening news. And so I thought, you know, there's a way to do it. They said, oh, yeah, sure, there's a way, and it requires blah, 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 blah. So they knew where I was staying. So they said, we'll send you this stuff, and here's how you hook this up and do this. But the next thing you know, whoop, hey, you're on the air. So we intended to do that yesterday, and one component, it's a cable, a wire, didn't get to me. So without it, sorry, Charlie, as they used to say in the Chicken of the Sea commercial.
Who's Charlie?
Well, Charlie is a fish.
He's the tuna, and right?
He's a tuna, yeah. And he wanted to be a star kiss.
Well, wait a minute.
But, he wasn't good enough. So what?
Charlie Tuna works here.
Well, he does now, but he used to be in TV commercials.
Oh.
He used to be on the star in the star kiss commercials.
Oh, okay.
And so Charlie was always trying to grab that hook to get caught by the star-kissed fisherman. And then they would shake him off, and they'd go, sorry, Charlie. And then poor Charlie was never good enough to be star-kissed. Mm. Boy, isn't it weird what tangents we get off on? Mm. How did I get the star-kissed tuna from a cable?
I don't know.
I guess because I said, sorry, Charlie, no cable. So
yeah.
I said, all right, I'm missing this cable, and what's going to happen next, and this is just, life is weird. I'm going to write a book. It's just called Life is Weird. So they said, well, all right, we'll overnight you this thing, this cable you need. And I said, okay. And they said, it'll sound like right in the studio. And I've heard people do this before, and I go, okay. So it was supposed to be here a couple hours ago so I could be up and running. It arrived where I am, where I'm staying, I mean, no more than 9 minutes ago it gets here. And I look at the time and I go, ah, shoot. So here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to talk. I'm going to see if I can make this work, and if I can, after the first commercial break, when we come back, it should sound like I'm right there. Now, what I'm going to have to find out is, especially with people listening on the app, and that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. We did try it without the right cable Monday, and it sounded like crap. It wasn't right. So as Roseanne, was it Roseanne Adana who said, it's always something? That wasn't,
yes.
What was that other character that Gilda Radner did? She did Roseanne Adana, but she, Roseanne Adana, I ain't getting tired of all of these violins on TV.
Emily Letella.
No, no. That's it. Emily Letella. Emily Letella always said, it's always something.
No, that was Roseanne Adana.
No. Emily Letella, done by Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
Roseanne Adana was the one who would say, what's all this business about violins on TV? I watch, and they go, no, it's violence, not violence. She go, oh, never mind.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, you're right.
See,
yeah.
That was Emily Letella.
That's right.
Get
our
your
Mark
TV
Simpson.
Character straight. Or my homie, or Mark Simpson.
Yeah.
So to make a long story longer, we're going to take a break, and if keep your fingers crossed, folks, because if everything works right, you know, this technology and all this stuff, it's like the new iPhone, this X, and they did this too, I think, with even the 7. This not having a headphone jack, my entire life, from Walkman to what, everything always had a headphone jack. What the heck? Well, so they send you it's a dongle. You know what that is? It sounds like what it is. When you think of a guy's dong kind of swinging, it's a dongle.
Well, that's a good story, Frank. Good story, Frank.
Thank you. And it swings like some guy's dong, and then that hangs from the phone,
and
on the end of
black.
It then is a jack for your headphone.
And it's black.
No, see, that's where you took it too far.
Oh, well, we all have headphones on.
It may be available in black.
We have all the headphones on in studio. They're all our dongles are black in studio.
When you put it on, and if you're talking with your phone and you have it on your ear, if you have the black one on, that hits the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is just up higher,
right? couple inches off.
Well, yeah. I would have never said that.
Edit that out, Mike.
Those are the voices. Those are the voices of Tim Woodburn and Dan Strauss. Not me. I had nothing to do with any of that. So I'm going to stop and shut up. I actually probably could do a commercial right here just on the phone. Could I do that?
Absolutely. Sure.
Well, and I've just got Limey's permission. I heard that. So let's do this. I'll do a little business. And, hey, how about Matt Lauer?
Yeah. Ooh.
I know. That came out of nowhere.
This is big. I mean, this is. And then Garrison Keillor. Did you see that?
No.
Do you know who Garrison Keillor
is? Yeah, he's the
Limey?
Worst.
Do you even know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
That guy in Minnesota that they make these, like, radio shows, and I've never found him funny or interesting, but for some reason people have to, like, love this guy. Lake Wobegon.
Well, he has a great voice, and he's a good storyteller, but you're right. It gets kind of old. But the least likely character to be charged with sexual harassment is Garrison Keillor. Because when I think of sexual harassment, I'm not condoning it, but when I think of it, I think of somebody either good-looking and or powerful. I don't know how powerful Garrison Keillor could be, but he is far from good-looking. This guy looks like something happened at birth, and his face got caught in the birth canal and he mashed. And, holy cow, when is this going to... It's not going to end, and here's the problem. The lines are blurred now. At what point is it just hitting on somebody?
Right.
And when is it sexual harassment? There is a difference. But I think what's happening and is going to happen is you're going to have women now who were hit on, and now they want to come out, and because they were hit on by somebody famous, you know, rape is one thing. If you don't do this, you won't get the job. That's the same. That's sexual harassment. But I'm starting to think that anybody who was ever winked at or whistled at or said, hey, how'd you like to come up to my place? That's not sexual harassment. That's just hitting on somebody. So enough of that. Got on the sidebar. But the Matt Lauer thing,
you know who looks...
Not a surprise.
You know who looks like Matt Lauer?
Yeah, Bill Clavin.
Yes. Bill Clavin looks like Matt Lauer.
Ooh. He does.
Wow.
If Matt Lauer were in a bad car accident... He's not listening. Is he?
I don't think Matt Lauer.
So now that Matt Lauer, now that Matt Lauer's available,
yeah, I mean
Frank.
Matt Lauer. I meant Matt. I don't want to hurt Matt's feelings. Hope he's not listening. So let's do this. Let's talk a little kitchen talk, and I'll hang up and hook some wires together, and hopefully when I come back, it won't sound like the telephone anymore. That would be the business of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Now, we got through Thanksgiving, and we had ours the weekend before Thanksgiving, and our kitchen was filled with all the wonderful aromas of the smokehouse market. That's what our kitchen was filled with, because that's what we heated up in our kitchen. And our kitchen was redone 21 years ago. It was redone by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. And you say, well, it's the kitchen's still in great shape because you don't cook with it. It could still be beat up if it were done cheaply, and corners were cut, cooking or no cooking, it still would start to show a lot of wear and tear because we do still spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Now, we still have Christmas coming, so, and for some of you, Hanukkah, and whatever all those other celebrations are. I'm not going to get into all of them. But at the end of it all, you'll realize this year, this is it. This is the last holiday season we want to go through with this horrible kitchen that we hate. Or maybe a horrible bathroom, master bathroom, or guest bathroom. Maybe in the basement there's a bathroom. I'll tell you what happened at our house. When we bought this house 31 years ago, they had, just to sell the house, they had roughed in a bathroom. That doesn't even sound good, roughed in. But that they put a basic white porcelain tub and a crappy shower with a shower curtain and a sink and a commode. And that was it. That was the downstairs bathroom. I guess after we were in there about 10, 12 years, we had Thompson Price come in, and my goodness, that bathroom downstairs now looks like a bathroom in a suite at the Ritz-Carlton. It's beautiful. It's too good to be in the basement, but that's the only way they know how to do things, is perfectly. So remember this name, Thompson Price. We are well aware of the fact that there are other kitchen and bath places. We know that. We know there are lots of them. In fact, we know there are too many of them, and we also know that you don't have to have very much in the way of credentials to call yourself a kitchen and bath place. So just do this. When you get serious and you want to completely remodel the kitchen or the bath, you make sure at least one of the companies that you talk to has the name Price in it. Price, okay? I don't think that's a lot to ask. That's it. It's that simple. And please continue to tell them your AM and the PM. I am going to take a little break, plug something in, and try to do this again without it sounding like I'm on the telephone. So keep your fingers crossed. And now, back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan.
Frank, thank you so much. We'll check back in with Frank. Hi, everybody. Limey, hello.
Hello.
Tim Woodburn, hello.
Howdy.
Dan Strauss, I heard you earlier.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
I heard great. I heard there was some feedback from yesterday's show.
I got some feedback on Facebook.
How great did they think it was?
They thought it was very funny. They thought it was good.
But
they thought there were times when we were all talking over each other.
And in particular, who?
And Scott Sherman was the worst out of them
all. So let's try to fix that right now. Dan Strauss,
yes, sir.
Just introduce yourself.
Hello.
That's very good, Dan. Well done. Excellent. Try that again.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I will do better.
Okay.
Yes. Here is hoping that all that technology works in just a little bit, because then you get Frank and you don't have me for the rest of the time, which is a way better trade.
Mr. Budinski.
Look at that.
Was I supposed to clap there?
You know, Sorry. You didn't have to chime in, Limey.
I didn't. Missed my cue, sorry. I thought you were cueing me to clap.
But while that's waiting to happen, I did have a story as we, I guess, open the Burke segment. I will answer the question, because I'm probably going to be leaving, because it's already going to work. Does anybody have anything to say? Yes, I do. I may have mentioned this yesterday, but my girlfriend has a couple of kids. One of them is a 7-year-old, and he's in the first grade. And he came home from his dad's over Thanksgiving break with a haircut, a homemade haircut, which is fine. I'm no one to talk about hair, but the haircut came with a rat tail.
Ooh. Really?
And again, I want to be sensitive about the hair thing, because I'm no one to talk about hair. I have very little of it, and it needs to be cut. But the rat tail, much like the mullet, really needs to be retired on everyone, and in particular, the children. So he came home I got a haircut. Like, yeah.
And the rat tail was still there?
You did, and there was the rat tail. So I'm talking to my girlfriend, I'm like, what are we going to do with this thing? How are we going to get rid of the rat tail? And she looked, I don't know.
You can snip it off without
I know how to do it. That's what I'm. He just mowed my lawn. He loves to do that. When I traveled in professional hockey, if somebody wore a tie that the team didn't like and you fell asleep on the plane, that tie got cut.
That's what we were thinking. So Monday
just
night,
clip it while he sleeps.
I was planning an excursion into his room, like sort of an undercover operation to cut the rat tail off in his sleep. And that was interrupted by my girlfriend getting very violently ill because she's got the flu. As I mentioned yesterday, she was down the street at the acute care, so that didn't happen. And then I took him to school yesterday, and he still had the rat tail. And there's another kid in his class that he got the rat tail idea from. He's got the rat tail. And I'm like, I cannot.
You clip it, and you tell him the hair fairy took it and put a dollar under his pillow.
The hair fairy.
The hair fairy. Bribery. Money. Bribery the is my.
Fairy. The hair fairy.
Okay. Bribery is my my choice for parenting.
Right.
I thought Harvey.
Weinstein.
No, the other one.
Wallbanger.
No. The guy that talks like this.
Oh, Harvey Fierstein.
I thought he was the hairy fairy. But.
Well, no, his name's Harvey. He's Harvey.
Oh, he is Harvey. Okay, so.
Listen, my name is Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, now that's God worth an applause.
Let me just tell you right now, Dan, that's way better than your Neil Diamond.
You.
Nowhere to go but up.
You don't need Barney Fife when you got Harvey Fierstein. Mm-hmm. Well done. So now.
Thank you.
He's got the rat tail, and now it's day 3 of the rat tail, and I got to take him to school again this morning. I'm thinking, this is horrible. What are we going to do? Now I said to him on the way out, hey, buddy,
what about that rat tail? He's kind of looking at it in the mirror. I go, yeah, you're kind of tired of that, right? He goes, oh, no, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, we got to get rid of this thing. So we're in the car, and it's a very short drive, and I'm thinking, what could I possibly do? I'm starting to panic. I got to pull like a Hail Mary pass out of here. I mean, we're running out of time. This kid's going to have a rat tail for the entire school year, and I'm going to be humiliated, and somebody's going to make fun of him. It's going to be horrible. So I thought, I've only got one thing left. I said, yeah, that rat tail is very 80s. He goes, what's that mean? I said, well, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and I know about the 80s. And the musicians in the 80s, they loved rat tails. Mm-hmm. He goes, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you like music. Yeah, I go, well, let me play a song for you, my friend, and you can get you and your rat tail in the mood for the 80s. And it went something like this. Yes, I pulled out Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And he was digging it, and I was starting to get nervous, and I'm like, uh-oh, he likes the song. And then this happened. And he looked at me, and he went, are you serious? And I said,
are you serious?
Yeah, I am. This is the 80s, and this rat tail and this song are perfect. In fact, I then took my thumb and pretended that I had a lighter, and I was moving it back and forth. And he made a face like, yuck. And then this happened. And he said, please turn this off. I said, oh, no. You and your rat tail and Tesla and this song are going all the way to school.
Yeah.
And now we're about 2 minutes away. And he said, I hate this. Turn this off. I said, no. They'll love your rat tail. In fact, we should call Tesla and send a picture of you, and they can send you a signed album. And then he begged me to turn it off, and we got to school, and I said, no, buddy, you want a rat tail? You get Tesla. And then he started to cry.
Mm.
And he, and he did, and I said,
and DFS got called. And they're out the school interviewing the kid.
And then I said to him, I said, look, I'm not telling you that you have to cut your rat tail, but I'm telling you that you are the poster child for the 80s. And you probably are going to get invited up on stage when Tesla comes to town. And he got out of the car, and there were tears in his eyes, and he said, I promise I'll have it cut before the end of the day. Please never play that song ever again.
Good. You traumatized a seven-year-old.
That, my friend, is what I call parenting. Goodbye, rat tail. Thank you, Tesla.
Here, my son had a rat tail, and my other son has hair down to his way past his shoulders. And it's like, I always thought, you know what? Choose the fights that you want to fight. The hair thing was never a big deal with me.
Pick the ones you know you're going to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never been more proud of making a child cry in my entire life.
Whoever said traumatizing a seven-year-old is cruel clearly doesn't know what they're talking about.
That's the second case of traumatizing children we've had already on this week. Yesterday, mm-hmm. it was Bill Cleveland shouting at children, throwing rocks at school buses.
Calling them names.
Today, it's Scott Sherman using music for the power of evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Psychological warfare.
And using Tesla.
I think it worked. He's coming home right about now. I'll find out when I get home. And if the rat tail is gone, there will be a reward. I will reward him with professional wrestling figurines, which seems to be his thing of choice. But just in case anybody ever wants this, let's play just a little bit more of this line.
He's going to hog the whole Burke segment with his rat tail story and Tesla.
We all have got a minute and 20 seconds left of the Burke segment before I close it.
If you talk to the talk about Tesla, talk about the rat tail. But he likes wrestlers. Wrestling.
He loves these wrestlers.
Not one wrestler has a rat tail.
I don't know about The Undertaker, and I don't know about Seth Rollins or any of these guys.
No, I don't think
they seem to have longish hair, but I'll tell you this. There is some kind of a segment or some kind of a bit where a seven-year-old can talk at length about the wrestling people.
Oh, yeah.
And this kid can do it. I've never met anybody who knows more about this stuff than he does.
It's a good story, Scott. It's a good story.
Have you ever taken him?
He's gone. I didn't take him, but I would. I like that
wrestling. He's not done. Dude, move that break to the 4 hour. He's not done talking about the rat tail of Tesla.
What's that?
Limey,
left hand.
Limey's,
what
is that? He's telling you
that means wrap it
up. He's not done, Limey. He's got another 20 minutes of Tesla and rat tail to come this way. Leave him alone, Limey.
I was 90 seconds ago, I was throwing it to you with the Tesla out.
See, Limey abuses everybody that sits in that chair. Limey abuses
he
him.
He is.
He just won't let up. He just will not let up.
He's like the time master.
The man could fill till 6 o'clock with Tesla and rat tail, Limey, so leave him alone.
I am the time master.
Indeed. Well, this is about to happen.
Almost as bad as Neil Diamond.
Oh, great. Throw me under the bus.
Wait a minute. Hold the boat here. Hold the boat.
Smooth.
Yeah, radio. See, this is what happens smooth. When nobody listens to me.
Mm-hmm. This is some smooth radio.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Keep the music
going. Maybe hear some more Tesla during the traffic break.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
It was an accident when this traffic break
all
started.
Right, we're going to check in with Tori Lyons. Tori, take it away.
Traffic's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Eastbound 270 backing up at Lindbergh. Crowded southbound 270 at Olive. And you'll want to avoid the roads around St. Charles Convention Center, especially Veterans Memorial Parkway, where large crowds are gathered and a heavy police presence while the president speaks. For more than 90 years, Napa Auto Parts has provided the quality parts and expertise to help you keep almost anything on the road. And now with Napa Rewards, you can save money on all the parts you need to keep your car running. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Look, a 12-point buck up there.
It's 14.
I can clearly see it's 12.
Well, we can both see it clearly, but you're counting wrong.
And here it comes.
And?
It's 14.
What?
14.
One more time.
Really?
Choose our farthest down road headlights. Sylvania Silver Star Ultra.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season. And if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face-to-face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.loan, the new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Oh, it's on! Jim Butler Kia's Light Up the Holiday Sales event, combining the best of Kia's holiday savings and exclusive Butler discounts. 0% financing on most new Kias, $1,000 in trade-in assistance, and low lease offers starting at $81 per month. Wrap that up with Jim Butler's holiday maintenance package and our guaranteed credit approval. Now the holidays are lit. It's on at the Light Up the Holiday Sales event at jimbutlerkia.com. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 1-2-18.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop, or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Hey, what do you know? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a modern-day electronic miracle. Let me say hello to everybody. Dan, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Yes, I'm not going to say hello to everybody.
No. Hi. I'm saying hi.
I guess this hookup thing is working. I know the big time reporters use this stuff, so hopefully this is okay, and people listening on the app will be able to hear okay. I'll get feedback about that any minute. Does it sound all right?
We're getting thumbs up from our posse that's listening on the app and website, Frank. We're getting double thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. I just turned it on.
Be back among the living, back from the dead. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm sorry, but because of what happened yesterday, we got a little backlogged on commercials because these people pay for these commercials and they're going to get them one way or the other. So we'll just do a little catch up, not a lot. I'm going to share some Amini's information.
I like mustard too.
Burn. Dan, do you feel the burn?
Yeah.
You feel it?
No.
After I talk about Amini's, I was going to save you all. Yeah, I was going to do something really nice. I was going to save everybody a lot of money because of a movie I saw that you do not want to waste your movie on. And
your movie is on? Rotten. You said movie.
What?
You said, I'm going to tell you about a movie that you do not want to save your movie on.
You know why I did that? Because you've completely thrown me off of that goofy thing you just did.
Fire him, Frank. Fire him. Fire him.
Save you money. This is a movie that Rotten Tomatoes said 94% of the reviewers liked and 89% of people liked. My goodness, was I disappointed in this thing, and I'll tell you what it is after this word from one of our sponsors, Amini's, down in Chesterfield Valley. Not just in the valley, but down in the valley.
Valley's so low.
Where are you people? What happened to your timing? One day you lost your timing. Holy mackerel. Forget it. We're not singing it. Copper top on the outside, like no other store on the inside, and it's called Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. My understanding is there are four of these stores in the United States. The next one closest to St. Louis would be Kansas City. You don't have to drive there. There are things in Amini's that, yes, cost a considerable amount of money, and there are people who think there's nothing in Amini's they can afford. You are wrong. There's a lot in there you can afford. Now, when you say that other people can afford something, this is relative, and I don't know everybody's situation, but I do know that there's this misconception that everything in there is just outrageously priced. First of all, nothing is overpriced. Everything's worth the money because they don't sell any junk at Amini's. It's all first-class, high-quality stuff, whether it's area rugs, or home theater furniture, or furniture for the rest of your house, which is like furniture you can't find anywhere else. See, every town, every city, every market has furniture stores, just like they have supermarkets, and there's always that one or two big names that everybody knows. Those are the places that sell furniture to the masses. There's nothing wrong with that furniture. Some of it's pretty good furniture, but the furniture we're talking about at Amini's is the finest furniture made in the world. So you're not going to buy a full-size sofa for $399. You're just not. But the one you're going to buy is going to last a long, long time. Your kids will have it, and their kids will probably have it. Patio furniture, nobody can touch them. Nobody. And quality of patio furniture. So here's the thing. I want you to go to the website. It's aminis.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com. And you'll find a lot of information there and usually something on sale that they're moving out because the new inventory is coming in or whatever. Check it out. But there's no way from the website you can begin to get an idea of what it's like to walk through Aminis. Do that for us, will you? Tell them your AM and the PM. Whether you're buying now or you're going to come back later, doesn't matter. We just want you to see the place. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com. Three billboards in Ebbing, Missouri, based on a true story. Frances McDormand, is that her name?
Yeah.
She stars in it. And has anybody seen it?
I have not. I haven't, but
you know who saw it is Dan Buffa, and he said, I think he's seen it twice, right?
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah.
Everybody was in my left ear only. Now you're back. Dan liked it?
Yes, he loved it.
It's one of those movies that when it's over, you can sort of hear everybody else mumbling, or you can almost hear them thinking, are you kidding? I hate those endings. It's a slow movie. It's okay. But wow, it's nowhere near as good as I hoped it would be. I really wanted this to be good.
Is it one of those movies where they put all the best bits in the trailer into tricking you into thinking that it's a great movie, and then you get there and it's just kind of dull?
I've never seen the trailer. And
Gino, if you're listening, everybody now is only in my left ear. Everybody's in my left ear. That was technical behind the scenes talk. Go ahead, Dan.
Let's see. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Should we lean to the right now?
Yeah.
Let's all lean to the right.
Yeah. But everyone I've talked to, I haven't seen any trailers, but everyone that has seen it says how great it is and how much they like it.
No. It's not a great movie at all. It's an okay movie. ARD's 4 being the greatest, I'd give it 2.75.
Dan gave it 5.
Dan Buffa.
I'm sorry? Dan Buffa gave it 5 ARDs yesterday.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, he said he's going to go back.
We may be once again looking for a new movie review. No, I'm just kidding. If he liked it, that's fine. I thought it was slow.
It just looked like Fargo to me. It's just like, oh, it's a quirky people trying to solve a murder. Okay.
And when you see her, you think of Fargo because she starred in Fargo. Now, before I get to what I really want to talk about, I accidentally watched last night again Hacksaw Ridge. Who in the room has seen Hacksaw Ridge?
I have seen it.
With Gunny Highway? Clint Eastwood is Gunny Highway? Wasn't he Gunny Highway in that movie?
No. Hacksaw Ridge was Mel Gibson's big directorial comeback, and because the Hollywood hates him so much, if you remember, Hacksaw Ridge lost out is the best movie in the Academy Awards to this horrible Moonlight.
Oh.
Something. Yeah, because as great as Hacksaw Ridge is, and it is a tremendous movie, Mel Gibson is still on the you-know-what list, and they're trying to send him a message. So his movie, which should have gotten the Academy Award, didn't get it. But if you haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, another true story about a conscientious objector named Desmond Dawes was his name. True story. Wow, what a fantastic movie. Now, I started talking the other day about televangelists, and something has happened to me in the last couple of days. For the last two nights, and maybe three, I think it's three nights, I have been watching for at least an hour or two at a time the televangelists on television. I cannot understand how this is not fraud. If any other company, if any other person, if anything that wasn't under the protective umbrella of religion did what these people are doing, it would be illegal and they would go to prison. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. First of all,
My current favorite, and I've rediscovered him, is Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart is the greatest actor that ever lived. He is. He should get an Academy Award. He can turn the tears on like a faucet. And he told a story, and for any of you, and I'd like to think that nobody who's AM and the PM is stupid enough to buy into this, but he told a story. And I'm going to tell you the story, and I will see which one of you will be first to tell me what's wrong with this story and why anybody would know it's completely made up. His stories are made up. And like Joel Osteen, it's always a situation where, in Osteen's case, he does that whispering. You know, it was just last week that I met a man, and he came up to me and he said, Joel, you know, I've been divorced twice. I just lost my job. My kids don't talk to me. Joel, I don't know what to do. What can I do? How can I find the Lord? And he does that whispering. Well, Swaggart does it, but with a tear in his voice. And here is a story he told. And I, oh my goodness, when I heard it, I thought, can there be a person dumb enough to believe this is true? And here's the story. He said, and he's got that kind of growl almost, yeah, a little bit. And he said, you know, there was a young man who was released from prison, and he was headed home, but he didn't know whether or not he would be welcomed at home because he had disappointed his family so greatly. Here he had gotten into drugs, and he had been with the wrong kind of people, and it landed him in prison. And his parents, rightly so, were just crushed and disappointed. And he gets on the bus outside the prison walls and is on the way on a bus ride home, and he proceeds to tell a fellow bus rider, a total stranger, his story. And he says, I'm headed home. I've been in prison for 2 years, and I don't know if I'll be welcome or if I'll be locked out. My family is truly disappointed in me, and I understand that. And the last letter that I wrote to them before being released, I simply said, Mom and Dad, I'm coming home, and I hope that you will accept me. But if you don't, I understand. If you reject me and tell me no, go away, go anywhere but here, you're not our son, I'll understand. And he said the letter I got back from my mom said simply this: Well, I want you to take a look when you get off the bus at the front yard. And if there's a white rag or white cloth of any kind hanging from a low branch, that'll be a sign. Son, come on in. We love you anyway, and you're welcome home. Well, as the bus pulled into this young man's neighborhood, this young adult man, as he's coming home from prison, as the bus pulled into the neighborhood, oh, there was not just one white rag, but every tree in the subdivision of and in front of every home had white rags hanging from the lowest branch, as if to say, son, we all welcome you back. And then he just started to cry. And he said, it doesn't matter what you've done. Your heavenly Father will welcome you with open arms, and that white cloth will be on that tree. Now, when he tells this story, I burst out laughing. Why? Why did I laugh? What's wrong with that story?
You're a bit of a cynic.
No, the white cloth hanging in the tree on every one of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would if I were him, I would have jumped on any one of the houses that, you know, picked out a girl that's really hot. I'll go live there since I'm welcome in that house.
I think he stole it from Tony Orlando's song.
Exactly. That's exactly what he did. He made the story up because of the tie a yellow ribbon thing. And the way he told it, it implied that he had just received this letter from his mother, like the day before he was released. Now, does anybody really believe that every single home in that subdivision, in that neighborhood, within 48 hours, got word, got a rag, tied it, and they all cooperated? It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. It's like he said that, he said, they love to start like this. It was just the other day, You know, there's a bike path not too far from our ministry. And it's a walking path and a bike path, and it is a beautiful encounter with nature. And I decided to take a walk. And as I'm walking, I see a young black man, and he's sitting on a kind of a curb, and he looks lost. And he looks sad. And I stopped my walk, and I looked at him, and I said, "Young man, you don't look happy. What's wrong?" And he said, "Brother Swaggart, I'm an addict." Now, let me stop right there. What are the chances
that a
young black kid would look up and go, "Hey, Brother Swagger," like know who he is? Yeah, slim to none.
I'm an addict.
It's just absolutely laughable. Folks, I'm encouraging you to watch. There's a section in your guide, whether you have DirecTV or Dish, there's a section of religious kook programming where these evangelists hang out.
This is silly. Yeah. You're brainwashed.
Seriously.
You're brainwashed.
I love it.
Oh, they do.
I'm encouraging.
Frank wasn't on the air, so he got brainwashed in one day.
I know.
One day he got brainwashed. Look, listen to him. This is going to go on continuously till 6 o'clock. Jimmy Swagger. Jimmy Swagger till 6. That's what's coming.
Did you see Benny Hinn and the rest of them, too?
Benny Hinn. Got
Frank, have you seen that Robert Tilton, that guy that talks in gibberish when he gets all excited? That guy
who speaks in tongues.
One, in the Crook Hall of Fame, evangelical rip-off artist Hall of Fame, which they all belong in, this guy is like Babe Ruth because he makes up a gibberish language and
it's
tells
called tongues.
That, oh, well, God's supposed to...
Speaking
what?
In tongues.
And every time, that gibberish means it's time for you to send money to Robert Tilton.
Mm. Well, Robert Tilton was the subject of a scathing, blistering expose that ABC did. And they put volunteers who worked for ABC, they had them volunteer to work for the church. I've seen it twice. They have hidden cameras, and when people send in their prayer pledge money, you send a check and you ask for them to pray for you, there's a great scene in here where they show a bank of people opening envelopes, slitting the envelopes, taking the checks out and tossing the entire contents, the rest of them, in a big bin. They don't read the prayer request, they just throw it all away. They take the checks and throw the rest away. And they do it with thousands and thousands of them. Now, you'd think that being exposed like that would shut him down. No, Robert Tilton is still in business. Jim Baker is still in business. Jim Baker's in business out of Branson, Missouri, and has a thriving church. What is wrong with people? It's fascinating to me. I'm absolutely fascinated by televangelists and how they know that there are a significant number of just really stupid people that they can take advantage
of. But Robert Tilton has one of the funniest videos out there with him passing gas.
We're going to do a bit of business, but what Dan's talking about, folks, go to YouTube and just in the search bar type Robert Tilton gas passer.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Type that in. It may be the funniest thing you've ever seen. All right. I have to do a little bit of business here, the business of Chuck's Boots never leave my feet. The man that owns this radio station owns Chuck's Boots. He bought it 19, almost 20 years ago. And I'm not going to tell you what he paid for it, but I know what he paid for it. And it was just another boot store at the time. And he took it, and in 19 years, it is now the largest boot store in the world. I know. Ooh-ah.
I know.
Ooh-ah.
Thank you.
In the world. Now, yes, it's two locations, but there is not another boot store, whether they have one or three or five locations, in any city, in any country, anywhere in the world, that has more boots than Chuck's Boots. 60,000 pairs of boots, primarily Western boots, but they sell motorcycle boots, they sell work boots. Yes, the reason I'm talking about Chuck's Boots is because the guy that owns this place owns Chuck's Boots. I had never been in Chuck's Boots until about 2 months ago. And when I knew it looked like we were going to do this deal together, I went into Chuck's Boots. I wanted to learn everything I could about this guy. How does he run a boot store? What does it look like? I want to have some kind of an encounter with the people who work there. Impressed is an understatement. And I've been in there about four times. Every time I've been in there, the place is there's never a lack for customers. And it's a great people watching place because you'll get bikers in there, you'll get cowboys in there, you'll get wannabe cowboys in there. You'll get people in there who you can tell have never had cowboy boots on before, but this weekend they